turn to the fifth chapter of the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, notice the centrality of Christ. He's the center of the throne. He's the center of the four beasts. And he's the center of the elders. Stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns. Horns in the Bible speak of power. And seven eyes. Eyes in the Bible speak of vision, which are the seven spirits of God. And the seven spirits of God speak of the presence of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy what to do to take the book. Thou art worthy to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." That's what we're all doing tonight. We're waiting for our coronation. The crown is already made. It'll fit you. Even if your hair grows again when you get to heaven, it'll fit you. And you will be crowned. We're waiting for our coronation. And I know what you will do and I will do when we're crowned. We'll take the crowns off and we'll cast them at the Savior's feet.
Hallelujah.
And we will shout, "Thou art worthy." And it says here that the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." There's another cell, seven. When you go home, count the many sevens that's in this chapter. it will amaze you. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, such as are in the sea, and all that is in them, heard I saying, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne,
amen,
and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. What must it be to be there?
Hallelujah.
And that's where we're traveling to. And thank God the journey's shorter than it has ever been. For we're getting nearer, nearer every day. And the way's getting clearer, clearer every day. And from my Lord, no more I'd roam. I see the lights of home. And I'm getting nearer, nearer every day. May God help us to really worship the Savior tonight as we take this bread and drink this cup and remind ourselves it's only till he comes. And no man knoweth when he's coming, but we know he is coming. And he's coming for his people. That's what he's coming for. He's not coming for the earth. He's coming for the people that he has saved out of the earth. May God bless us.